If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Terrific conversation with Dr. Richard Besser, Chief Health and Medical Editor from ABC News. His book is called Tell Me the Truth, Doctor. Easy to understand answers to your most confusing and critical health questions. The publisher is Hyperion for Dr. Richard Besser's book. And here again, Dr. Mike Roizen.
And in fact, we should say this is a wonderful book. I'm just reading some of the questions out of it and went through and read some of them. Obviously, I actually disagree with a couple of the answers, but very few. So should I take aspirin to prevent a heart attack, stroke, or cancer? And Richard, you say the risk obviously is greater than the benefit for primary prevention. Well, how about if you add all of those things together? You're not convinced on the cancer data, I take it.
Yeah, you know, this is one where I think an individual approach is so important. You know, when we're talking about the heart disease, clearly there are many, many people where taking an aspirin every day can be life-saving. You know, if you don't have those risk factors for heart disease, though, then I start to worry about the risk from bleeding. The aspirin and cancer prevention, I'm not convinced yet. I want to see more data, more information. That being said, you know, there may be people who have very high risks for certain types of cancer that run in their family, and in talking to their doctor, they're gonna look at that equation in a different way. You know, one of the things that I hope people take away from the book is the importance of owning your own health and looking at information and using your doctor as your consultant, as your advisor, because so many of the decisions we make when it comes to our health are value judgments, and everyone needs to do that for themselves.
You know, what you talk also about, and that I couldn't agree more with that than you obviously stated. I wanted to get to a couple more subjects since we've only got a few more minutes. The question on the freshman 15, when my mother-in-law moves back to us from Florida for about 6 months, a little shorter, 6 months every year, I gain about 5 pounds when she comes back. So there's a mother-in-law five, even if not a freshman 15. Talk about the freshman 15.
Yeah, you know, I had always thought that was fact, that the average student when they go off to college gains 15 pounds. But in looking into the data on that, it's not true. There is some slight weight gain. It's about 3 or 4 pounds on average. I mean, some people will gain more and some will gain less. But I hope the takeaway on that isn't that you don't need to worry about what you're eating and how you're using your body. Those years in college are the time when a lot of people start to develop their habits around food, develop their habits around their bodies and exercise. And that's really, really important. But it is a myth that the average freshman gains 15.
What about, we get asked, and I've gotten asked again by on an email question for you, what about diet soda and sugar substitutes and weight gain?
Well, I think this is a really interesting area because, you know, I think, you know, if you're drinking full-calorie soda and you switch to diet soda, that's a good thing. I think switching to water is even better. But there are some data, there are some studies that raise concerns about how sweet diet sodas are, and that it can do two things. One is it can raise kind of your set point for sweet. It's so sweet that you can develop that craving for things that are that sweet, and that's not good because most of them have calories. The other is that there's this forgiveness factor. So, you know, you're being good. You're not having that full calorie soda. You're having a diet soda. For some people, that gives them the permission to have additional calories in the rest of their meal. And if you do that, then you can lose the value in switching away from those calories.
Yeah, in fact, one of the interesting things is when you lower the price of healthy foods, people tend to spend the same amount. And so there are some places, there are some of the studies where they're trying to incent eating healthy foods, and when they lower the price of the healthy food, they just buy more total calories of food. So it'll be very interesting to see how that shakes out. We were, Joe and I were talking about the shame in McDonald's saying it's not promoting salaries because not many people are interested in them. And I was saying the shame is that they charge so much more for a salad than they do for a hamburger that that if they lowered the price on, for example, a veggie wrap, and make it a dollar menu item like they do some of their other things, they might be able to sell a ton more.
I think you're right on target. Price is a big motivator, and if you have a fixed number of dollars to buy the family a meal, and you're getting more calories from a fast food meal of burgers, then that's the way you're going to go. The more you can do to bring down the price of the healthy stuff, the more people are going to go that route.
Well, I want to thank you. First of all, let me just ask one more question, is which is your favorite question in here?
Wow. I really like the does doctor know best question, because so much of it comes down to that. Oh, and the other one I really like is, do you need 30 minutes of exercise to see any benefit? The government has been saying forever that 30 minutes five times a week is what you need for health. But that, I think, becomes a barrier to a lot of people even getting started. Anything you do is of value, and there's studies that even 15 minutes a day can prolong your life. So just get out there and use your body. I think that that's so important to health.
I totally agree. Thank you very much. The book is wonderful book, Tell Me the Truth, Doctor, by Richard Besser. Thanks, Rich. And it'll always be archived at RadioMD.com. We're now going to go to the Real Age Tip of the Week. And this is nasal allergies and the adverse effect of alcohol. Allergy sufferers everywhere, listen up, and it's more common now than ever. Pollen is great this year, unfortunately. You may feel a little better if you choose the virgin daiquiri instead of the grown-up version. It's possible that cutting back on beer, wine, and yes, those fruity summer cocktails could mean less sneezing, a clear nose, and more comfortable eyes. In an 8-year study, women who drink 14 or more alcohol beverages per week, that's two a day, were much more likely to develop year-round nasal allergies than women who had less than a drink per week. Although the researchers didn't measure how alcohol affected symptoms in people who already had allergies, the theory is that alcohol can exacerbate symptoms given the results of the study and the fact that alcohol seems to trigger hypersensitivity or allergic reactions, the same type of overreactions that occur when your immune system overresponds to pollens. Alcohol can increase the production of an antibody involved in the allergic response. One caveat, alcohol or drinking did not raise the risk for seasonal allergic rheitis, just the one that lasts all year. So, the real age benefit, drinking too much alcohol can make your real age more than 3 years older. Getting the right amount, that is half to one drink a day, if you don't have a risk of alcohol addiction in your family, can make you 1.8 years younger. Joe?
Great. Dr. Mike Reisen, Radio MD.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea, and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.